Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I magnify God for that. Have you ever thought about that? Are you living your journey of purpose? Are you living your purpose? Are you doing those things that God has given you to do? Are you enjoying what you're doing? Or are you just going through the motions? Are you just existing and not living? You know that there is a difference, right? But I thought about that. It just hit my mind. Are you enjoying your journey? After a while, we all are going to leave here. Where are we going to spend eternity? So why not enjoy our journey now by getting in a relationship with God so that we can spend eternity with Him? That's my plan, is to spend eternity with Jesus. So I'm working out my soul salvation, and I'm enjoying my journey because, and I think it's because, that I stay busy. While I'm in the rest of the Lord, I'm busying myself, waiting for Him. Not waiting on Him, but waiting for Him. And so I'm encouraged on today, and I want to encourage you to come on. If you're not already enjoying your journey, come on, you can. You can enjoy your journey just as I am enjoying mine. And so that's what God encouraged me. Encouraged me to do excellent, to be excellent in the things that I do for Him. And He told me who I am. You wonder and you kind of drift, you know, back and forth, not really knowing who you are or what you are to do. But when God told me who I am, one day I was at work, and I had just helped an elder gentleman who had lost his wife, and I was encouraging him. And I felt good about that, and I was thanking God that I was able to do that, to encourage him. And thinking on that, the Lord told me who I am. He said, you are a customer service agent for me, and what you do is service the souls. Service the souls. Encourage the souls of people that I meet, and I enjoy it. You've got to love what you do, and if you love and have a passion for what you do, you will have no problem doing it. When I tell people that I had low self-esteem. I was shy. Nowhere in the world I'd be doing what I'm doing now, the broadcast, doing nursing home ministry, teaching the elderly people, and just the different things that I do get involved in. But God, one day he encouraged my heart, and ever since that day, I've been running for my life. And so that's who I am, a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do is service the souls of the people that I meet from day to day. I am a practicing believer. And you know, this life is a practice life. If you don't continue to do it, you check it out. You check it out. You have to practice it. You have to keep doing it over and over and over and over again until it just becomes you. Yes, until it becomes you, just a part of you, a natural thing for just being you. So you have to practice living this life. This is a holy life that we're living. But if you don't practice, if you just keep, you can say you're a Christian all day long. You can say it. But is your life showing that? Talk is cheap. I understand. That's what they told me. Talk is cheap. But it takes money to buy land, houses. So what is your life backing up your talk? Or are you just a hearer only and not a doer? You know, people say that they have a relationship with God, but they're not in his word, and they're doing everything that they're big and bad enough to do. You know, they're still drinking, they're still smoking, they're still doing all those things the world is doing. So, you know, there is a difference. There is a difference. And I'm not being judgmental. I'm just telling you what the word say and what he has done for me, and how it has encouraged me to be a practicing believer. Yes, and I practice living the word. Some of it, that the one of the books that the Lord has blessed me to write is Dressing in God's Designer Word. And that's one I'm working on now to get it published. But I find that there's some of the outfits that God choose for me to wear, I don't always want to wear that. But you know what I have to do? I have to humble myself. I have to pray and ask God to help me to wear this outfit. I don't know if you remember or if you ever did, but I remember when Mom and Dad used to buy us those black and white Oxfords. Oh, my goodness. I tried my best to tear those things up. They would not tear up, but I did not want to wear them. But I had to wear them. So some of the word of God, we have to dress in it, even though we don't want to, but we have to. And we have to practice in order. Practice through meditation, meditating on the word, praying the word, and then living the word. And after a while, it becomes so a part of us, that we just, it's on automatic that we're living it. And we just continue in the word, continue in prayer, and we just live on. So it's a part of me, and I love it. I love living and practicing the word of God. And it says practice, and I practice the God habit. I remember very well, you know, all of the different bad habits I had, and it would bother you. Isn't that something, that you have all these bad habits? And yes, it bothers you. You may not tell nobody, and you may not say nothing about it, but yeah, they bother you. Until it becomes to a point where you've done it so much, until you just thinking right's wrong and wrong's right. God have mercy. But I thank God that I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits, because I'm continuously practicing how to live this life better, how to get the more of God, the renewing of Him in me, more refills God. So I'm encouraged on today, and I thank and I magnify God for you being with me on today, and that is a blessing within itself. And today we are talking about prayer works. Prayer works. The effectual, fervent prayer. That's what works. Prayer works. The effectual, fervent prayer is what works. And so we're going to talk about that on today, because I'm in a prayer service on this week. We are having prayer. The Lord has just put it on my heart to do a prayer service, and I'm so encouraged. I am so encouraged in the Lord. And, you know, I thank Him for blessing me over into 2017, and so I surely do want to show Him that I appreciate Him. So I'm in prayer on this week, the rest of this week, and the coming up the end week in January. So I want to give that back to the Lord, that prayer. And if you would like to join me, you can. We're having prayer at 12 noon the rest of this week at 15501 FM 620 at All Nations Christian Center, Church of God in Christ. And our pastor is the Elder Mitchell. So come out and join me for that 12 o'clock prayer. Prayer is always in order, and you know it'll get you ready. We don't know what we're going to go through here in 2017, but we know who's in control. And so we have to have our dependency. We got to know that He's our source, that God is our source. And so we got to get ready and stay ready and be ready for whatever, because the enemy is walking to and fro, and he's looking for people to kill, steal, and destroy. But if we put on our armor, the word of God, thank you, Lord Jesus. He said that our affirmities, that they may be many. But guess what? He will deliver us out of every one of them. Yes, yes, yes. So we want to dress in the armor. Dress. He said, while it's yet called today, come on and dress. Dress now. Dress now. So as they used to say, the booger bear come out, we already ready for that booger bear. Yes, we are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's what we want to be. We want to be ready. Well, all right then. Prayer works. The effectual, fervent prayer, it truly do works. So come on and go with me. Bring your minds in and come on and get it on your mind what you want God to do for you, because I just told you, prayer works. It truly do works. So if you have something and you need God to work it out, or God to help you to go through it, work through it, whatever it might be, it doesn't matter what it is. No, it does not matter, because my God can do anything but fail. Yes, anything. There isn't anything. Nothing is a match for God. Nothing is a match for God. Mm-mm-mm. So come on and pray with me. Come on, bring your minds in. Close your eyes and lift up your hands to God. And we're going to talk to Him just for a few minutes, and then we're going to get into this subject. Prayer works, because it do. And if you believe it, if you just turn your heart and believe that prayer works, it'll work for you now. Whatever that need is, it'll work for you now. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. So if you have a situation, my God, thank you, Lord Jesus, and you need God to attend to it, Well, come on, let's go down and go in prayer, and then we're going to watch God work, all right? Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you. We give you glory, and God, we give you praise. What a mighty God we serve on today, and we thank you for it, God. We lift you up. We praise your name, God, and we give you all the glory and all of the praise, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that if you be lifted up, Lord, that you would draw all men unto you. Draw them today, God, in the name of Jesus, that they get in a hurry, Lord, that they get in a hurry, come running. What must I do to be saved? Thank you, Lord Jesus, and we magnify you for it on today. And everyone that's listening in, God, in the name of Jesus, and seeking you for an answer, Lord, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, Lord, would you give them an answer today, God, in the name of Jesus? Whatever that situation is, Lord, would you bless it? Would you touch it right now, God? I touch and agree with my sister, with my brother, Lord, on today, God, for you to work it out, God. And you said if we touch and agree on anything, God, you said that you would do it. And I believe your word, God, and standing on it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you for it today, God. Go in the nursing home. Go in the homes of your people, Lord. Go in the hospital, God. Walk up and down that hallway, God, and go in those rooms. Visit your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we'll thank you for it. Thank you for your favor right now, God. Favor with you, God. Favor with man, God. We magnify you for it, Lord, because you make crooked ways. You turn them straight, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on our bishop today, Bishop Eagleheart, God. Touch him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. If only you can do it, God. You know how, God, when, where, and how much to do, Lord. Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the saints everywhere, God, and bless on today, God. Our mothers, our missionaries, God, our bishops, our elders, our ministers, God, our lay people, God. Bless them all, God, the saints of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let a revival break out, God. Break out in our hearts, oh God, that we will seek you the more, God, in the name of Jesus, while you may be found, God. And we thank you today, God. Thank you for this prayer. Thank you for the mind, the desire to pray, God, to call on you, God, to lay before you, God, and wait for you, God. And we thank you for it now, God. Now, would you continue to bless, God, in the name of Jesus? Continue to anoint this broadcast. Anoint the things that you give me to do, God, in the name of Jesus, as I share with your people, oh God, and I magnify you and ask for direction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said if I would acknowledge you, Father, in all of my ways and my doings, that you would direct me, God, and I thank you for your direction on today. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in your word, in life, God. Thank you, Father, for the journey in your name. In Jesus' name, I pray on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. I thank God for prayer, and I magnify him for the prayer on today. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. Also, while you're there, check out my products, my books the Lord has blessed me to write. And like I said, I'm working on another one. And check them out. And also, while you're there, check out the broadcast. The Lord has blessed me to do over 140 broadcasts. And so I am just happy glad. So I would love for you to check them out. Now, if you can't listen to the broadcast, it comes on at 2 every Wednesday, but you can listen to it on my website, go there and you can listen to it right there. Amen. Now, if you need a motivational encourager to come to your event, amen, because I love to encourage others, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Now, if you have a testimony and you want to share with us the goodness of God and what he has done for you, yes, what he's done for you, you can call me at 347-850-8928. And for the next 8 minutes, I am live and in living color. So you can go right there and call me and share with us what the Lord has done, what he's doing for you in this new year, 2017. And if I haven't said it to you, Happy New Year! Happy New Year. Thank God. He blessed us to come over, didn't he? Yes, he did. Prayer works. The fervent, the effectual, fervent prayer, it truly do works. And we are talking from Acts on today, the 16th chapter, the 24th through the 33rd verse. And it says, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. So this is Paul and Silas, and they have been sharing. Yeah, they have been sharing the good news. Yeah, they have been sharing the good news, and Paul had hushed one of the soothsayers there. He had hushed her because she was going around saying who they were, following them around, and so he hushed her, and so the they got angry, got upset about it. And don't you know the enemy gets upset because of the things that we do on God's program? He don't like it. So that's why I know prayer works, because he said that he would through prayer. But, you know, this is the only way that we can communicate with God is through prayer. And so we have to stay praying, because God said he'll take care of our enemies. He said don't worry about it. He said they'll come in one way and they'll go out another one if we just keep doing what we're supposed to do. We can't get discouraged because what the enemy is doing or trying to do to us. We have to keep on praying. We cannot be discouraged. I received a email the other day, and they were talking about church hurt and how many people have left the church because of church hurt. But what are we going to tell God when we stand before him? He's not going to receive that we quit because somebody hurt us. He said that they did it to him, and he told us to arm ourselves likewise, because if they did it to him, we too need to get ready. Because things are going to come in our lives. And one of the places that we get a lot of the hurt is in the church. But we've got to keep our eyes, keep our focus on God. And if we do that, he'll help us to come on through with flying colors. Yes, he will. I'm a witness. I'm a witness that God will. So because they were sharing the good news, and others did not like it. And people are going to do that to you. You know, people get jealous, they get envious, because they're not doing. They want to do, but they're not doing. And they see you doing, and they just get all upset. So they want to try to stop you. But they on dangerous ground, when they try to stop you from doing the work of the Lord. It's better that they had that millstone around their necks and cast into the sea than to offend one of God's little ones. So we have to be so careful. We have to be so careful, but we got to stay working. We can't allow the church hurt to stop us from doing what God has given us to do. So they put chains around their ankles so that they couldn't get away. They chained them up. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang. Look at that. They were in jail, but what were they doing? They were praying and singing, praying and singing, praying and singing. Lord, I thank you for another day. I thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for 2017, what you're gonna do. So they were praying and they were singing, praising and singing. Yes, they were Paul and Silas, and singing unto God, making melody in their heart unto him. And the prisoners heard them. Don't you know when we going through, that's what we need to do? Don't just look at what you're going through, the situation, but look at the one that can change that situation, and that is God. And sing songs, melody in our hearts, melodies to heaven. Sing those melodies to God and watch him take care of it. So because they were singing and they were praying, praising God, I tell you, and it says, at 26 says, and suddenly, that's the way things happen, suddenly, there was a great earthquake. What? That's what God do. So that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Woo! If you start praising and magnify God, even though you are going through, even though you've gone through some church hurt, if you start praying and magnifying God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. He'll bring you on through there. He'll send an earthquake. He'll send the Holy Ghost. Yes, God will. And he will shake the very foundation of those that are hurting you. You don't have to worry. He said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. And the best revenge that you could get from people trying to hurt you in the church is to keep on doing what God has given you to do and let God bring you out and then let it show out in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And watch God. Watch God. Let God work. Prayer works. The effectual fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. It works. And God will bring you out. And so they were loosed. The chains. That jail couldn't hold them. You pray, the bonds can't hold you. God's anointing breaks the yokes. They can't hold you. They can't hold you. The bonds can't hold you when you're praising and magnifying God in the name of Jesus. And so they were broken. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. They knew that they were going to be destroyed, going to be killed, if the rulers found out that the prisoners had escaped. They got out. But Paul told them, no, don't hurt yourself. We're all here. And so I want you to read my testimony of what I wrote today, and be encouraged. Be encouraged in the Lord. Just start praying. Start praying like you done lost your mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and watch God work. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If we just praise and magnify him and praise him, he'll work it all out. Prayer works. The effectual fervent prayer. It works. Well, until the next time, pray, because prayer works. Bye-bye now.